All right. Well, Rod, thank you so much for joining me today on WinSpeaker Media. You are the project manager of Land of Dreams. So this is the first time I heard of Land of Dreams, and I feel like maybe a few of our listeners are in the same boat. So before we get into the event that is happening this Saturday, can you tell us a bit more about what the Land of Dreams is all about?
Yeah, it's a community farm project sitting on 30 acres of public land. The mandate was to create an agriculture project that was a benefit to the community. We started back in 2019. It's really built on three pillars. The first is creating a real relationships with the indigenous community. So, and then you'll understand what I mean by that. So that's number one pillar. Everything is like taught to us from our Blackfoot elder at this point. And we're bringing other indigenous communities in from the urban areas. But then it's also aimed for newcomers to Canada. And so a lot of people come to Canada with agricultural backgrounds, but we put them in concrete jungle and hope they have a nice life. And typically they don't. So this provides access to land for them. And then together we all regenerate what was a former construction zone. So it's land that's just off of Stony Trail. And so, you know, all the topsoil is being scraped off and the work was done and just a little bit of soil was put back. And so we're building soil and we're trying to restore the ecosystem. And then we're growing foods that are not just, you know, traditionally grown here, but we're experimenting with foods from across the world that help newcomers feel like they're at home on this new land as well.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. I love that. So you guys are going to be celebrating all of that this Saturday beginning at 12. You have your annual event, the 7th annual Fall Harvest Celebration at Land of Dreams Urban Farm. So this is really going to be celebrating autumn, community, and connection. So tell us a bit about how you came up with this event and what people are going to be enjoying throughout the day.
As you said, it's our 7th annual, and so we've done this every year since the start. In fact, we do an opening ceremony every year, led by Elder Herman Manyguns. So our event will start at noon with a ceremony by Elder. And then there'll be a welcome to the community. And then this year we're having, for every year, people bring their own kind of culture, you know, represented in food. And it's just, it's a beautiful way to kind of get inside somebody's way in the world by kind of sharing food. And I think it's one of my favorite things that we do, you know, smiling across the table, eating food that is maybe got a few spices that are a little different than what I grew up with. We really want to just take a moment to pause and recognize that Mother Earth is very generous to us. So this is our opportunity to kind of recognize we don't thrive or survive without a deep connection to Mother Earth. And this is our moment.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. And this is potluck cuisine. So what kind of dishes are you looking for? Like all kinds? You mentioned that it's worldly cuisine. So what kind of dishes would you love to see?
Well, anything that means something to whoever's bringing it. Like I'm a Viking through and through. I'm Irish and Norwegian. And there's a dish that we call from Ireland called Culcannon, which is potatoes and cabbage. Really good. I mean, that's kind of a minor part of the story. Like we have black nightshade grown from by our Cameroonian community here, and they're very excited about this product because it grows well in our climate. Yeah, so they chop it up, cook it up, fry it up with onions and garlic, and so I'm very excited about that one. I was hitting up Nazar and Natalia, who are new, about 2 years here from Ukraine. And so I'm like, hey, it's time for some authentic borscht. So we'll see if that comes through. We have a, you know, an active Vietnamese community that always brings some of their food. We've got hibiscus juice coming from Senegal.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then akara, which is a Nigerian bean dumpling that kind of gets boiled over the fire. So that'll be happening as well. So really anything. We're open to anything. And I think that diversity is really what kind of makes us tick over here.
Amazing. So what has been a dish that surprised you that you ended up loving in the last 7 years?
Let me think. I mean, I do remember the first time I had the black nightshade, and it was stunning. Like, because typically we hear that and we're like, isn't that poisonous? Aren't you? Are you trying to kill us? And to which they laugh and like, no, you just got to cook it. And so they cook it like four or five different ways. It's a huge staple for them. And so when I ate it, It was delicious. I mean, and they're trying to tell Calgarians, like, it's just another version of spinach. So, I mean, and their dream is large. They want to see Calgarians know that they've got another option for spinach in black nightshade.
That's amazing. So on top of that delicious potluck, there are also some family activities that are going to be very engaging. So what are people going to be able to do?
So from the kids' side, we've got a hayride bombing around on a wagon around the property. We've got some kites that kids will be able to make, a playing field. But really what we get excited about is our stage. And so there's going to be some African storytelling. Kids are drawn into, you know, being animals and making sounds and drumming and that sort of thing. We will have a drum circle as well. We've got a lot of cultural dancing, and there's always an opportunity to kind of get up off the stage and join. I think that's also one of my favorite things to do is like try and put someone's dance step into your own body. Like it's actually quite difficult. And I think a great learning or listening experience to if it's a round dance, we do a lot of round dances, or if it's a debka from the Middle East, or I was on, we had the South Sudanese women, and they've got this halt step thing that's going on. And so that's super fun. And the kids are actually going to lead us in that. Jackie Soppet is our First Nations coordinator, and she's had a dance troupe called Wandering Spirit, you know, for 30 years, I think. And so she gets the crowd up and engaged. We're hoping for just a lot of fun. It's going to be a beautiful fall day. The sun will be shining. You know, so we started this project under Calgary Catholic Immigration Society. So they'll be out, lots of folks volunteering to kind of, you know, just really celebrate the time that we have.
That's absolutely incredible. So this is going to be a really great event for the whole family, Saturday, September 27th at 12 p.m. And we do have all the details for everybody on our blog on cjwe.ca, of course. But where else can everybody get more information about Land of Dreams and about the CCIS?
Yeah, if you go to Land of Dreams Community on our Instagram, you'll find out that we also have a farmer's market happening during the day. So we are a farm, and we are producing some gorgeous vegetables. And so if you want to stock up, we have vegetables as well. But you can also find us ccisab.ca, and that is the main website. Do a little digging to find the urban farm, Land of Dreams, on their site. It's wide open. Everyone is welcome. I'm looking very much forward to seeing you.
Amazing. Well, Rod, thank you. Thank you so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday as well. Is there anything else you would like to mention or talk about today?
Well, I'm actually chatting with you from the land, and I'm inside the teepee, and so there'll be an opportunity to kind of interact with our elder on Saturday as well, and just hear stories from this land. We're really trying to emulate and model stewardship that has been carried on for generations here, because we want to see our kids flourish. And I guess that's one of the things that we realize. It's the things that I hear from people is they keep saying, what we want is the same thing. Like, we are the same. And so if you're needing a little taste of togetherness, of humanity, and you're tired of the divisions and the chaos that is our current world, I think you're going to find just a nice respite here. You know, and you can come for an hour, come for two, you can stay for the whole day. But we want you to know that we see you. If you're human, you got a heart beating, and you're wanting that to be recognized, we want you here.